It's October 28th, 2022. Ward Green here, 1916 hours. These are the pants I bought. I just wanted to go over a little bit more detail about what they are. They are $160 Canadian, but by the time tax and shipping is paid, it's $200. The color I got was pitch blue, which is really dark blue, with a colorful purple drawstring. And yeah, these are they right here. That is the drawstring also. Let's see, there we go, there it is. Yeah, I think my camera might focus better at a different distance possibly than, but it looks perfectly in focus when I'm doing the on-cam, you know, live monitoring. It looks fine. So I don't think that's the problem. The other thing, there's one more thing I want to do here. Hang on. What I need to do, yeah, I just need to pop up a monitor window here so that I can see myself without looking over at my other monitor. There we go. So the one thing about these pants, let's look at them. They are over, they're very heavy, like for a pair of pants. It's fleece that's over more than 300 weight, I worked out, which is 300 grams per meter squared. That explanation was given in a previous video. I won't go through the math right now, I don't think, but it's, I could, but I don't think it's necessary because I did it in a previous video. They have a zippered back pocket. That's interesting too. But they've got two zippered side pockets. They call them hand warmer pockets. I use them for my wallet, my phone, and my keys. So they're essential for me to have good zippered pockets. And these zippered pockets are better quality zippers than on the pants that I'm wearing right now. The cuffs, you see they have stretch cuffs? So they have a little trim on the cuff of the legs. Each leg at the bottom has this little trim piece. So it's a stretch cuff, it's not an open cuff. I don't know how long they're gonna last, but Patagonia is well known for making very high quality clothing. There's the elasticized spandex binding for the cuffs, but also they make sure that, or they claim that they're making sure that these products, their clothing, are fair trade certified, which means that the people who sewed the garments were paid a reasonable wage, you know. The other thing is they were made in El Salvador and they're 405 grams, which that's the number that we use. It has to be 13.2 grams in order to weigh as much as 100 weight, which is 300 grams per square meter. That's assuming that one pair of pants equals 1.5 square meters of material, which would vary depending on the size of the material, of course. So I'm assuming for a medium size, maybe it's true that 1.5 meters is correct, but it doesn't really matter. You can always make it more or less, I guess. But it appears that this would be, even in the case of, even if it were bigger than 1.5 square meters, since 13.2 ounces would be enough in 1.5 meters to be 300 weight. This is probably more than 300 weight. It's heavy fleece. It's good heavy fleece because it's more than 13.2. It's 14.3. And then you can calculate 300 grams per square meter, assuming that you convert this to grams and you divide by 1.5 to get it in from 1.5 square meters down to 1 square meter. Anyway, the back pocket, nylon, 100% nylon. the body's 100% recycled polyester. That's the big thing about this. It's recycled. That's the biggest point here to make. It's also fair trade certified in the sewing, but recycled polyester, double-sided fleece, which is important if you want it to feel soft on the inside and outside, warm on both sides. It's got an anti-pilling finish, which is important because that'll mean it will keep on looking good. You can buy a lot cheaper fleece, a lot cheaper pants, which are fleece pants, and some of them are even, most of them are not this heavy, but some of them are probably approaching in the vicinity of this kind of weight, but I didn't find really any. If I had, I would have been more tempted to buy the cheaper ones, but they're not going to look as good because they won't have anti-pilling. If you're wearing them as your primary, your outer garment, for example, you want them to look good, so they're not just being worn underneath. But you can wear these as a mid-layer garment underneath your waterproof pants or underneath your other ski pants or whatever pants you're wearing on the outside, which can be more, you can have, you know, various layers. If it's cold, you could have down pants on the outside. I've got down pants, but I would not normally wear my down pants over these because my down pants fit fairly tight, but and also they're much warmer than this. These are not necessary when you're wearing down pants. Down pants are very, very warm. I've got my down pants on now, though, but I would wear these under these. My other down pants I'm talking about are the ones that fit tight. I could wear these definitely under the down pants I have on now. That's right, I've got down pants on now. But the down pants that I have in my closet are more dressy. And the other thing, I wanted to mention, just because, I mean, I'm buying all these tools that I need. I just ordered a grinder. They're things that I've needed for a long time or wanted for a long time and didn't have. An angle grinder, I didn't have one. Many people have these, have that tool specifically, but many other tools are common among people who work with wood or steel. This is a steel working tool, the angle grinder, so that's why I didn't have it. But now that I'm getting into steel working, I need to actually have a bare minimum, certain basic tools. That's all it really is. But when I'm thinking about acquiring things, I don't want to build a big workshop or a whole bunch of extra things. And one good thing about having good pants, if somebody ever does steal your clothing, at least you know they're getting good clothes. Like, I mean, that's a good thing to know when somebody steals your stuff, that they got a good product that hopefully they'll put it to good use. I mean, that's the good thing about owning good clothing and owning good things, that if they ever do get stolen, you have a good feeling about what might happen to those things if they do get used in a good way by somebody, or if they get used at all. At least they're being used by somebody, and they're good quality. It's a good product that's being used. That's something that's very good to know, no matter who's using it. So that's why I also love good products in terms of quality products. The other thing is, I mean, I do love it for that reason. That's a great reason for having good quality. The other thing about it was about these things I'm buying. I'm buying a lot of things right now because I'm catching up on years and years when I didn't buy things. And I needed things, but I didn't buy them. But also, just because we might have to leave at any moment, you know, a war could break out, something could happen, we might have a flood, a hurricane, all kinds of things could happen, we might have to leave our possessions behind. Just because we might have to abandon our possessions, we'd be more than willing to do that if it meant saving our own health and saving our lives. We would do that without hesitation, right? We don't value our possessions more than our lives. What's the noise? Something is happening here. Okay, I need to change something here. Hang on a second. I thought I was in a different. Yeah. I had a chat room open and I needed to have it closed. Okay. I was just thinking, just because we are willing to leave our possessions doesn't mean we shouldn't have possessions. Like that's the thing that I think is people miss. Just because, well, we might have to leave soon because there might be a disaster, that doesn't mean you don't need to, that doesn't mean you don't have to enjoy life or that you don't have an obligation to live life. Like we still have an obligation to live our lives to the best standard that we can, with the means that we have available to us, to use the means we have to be the best that we can. That's the point I wanted to make. So that's why I like owning. It's another reason why I love owning high quality products. So this is 8 ounce fleece. I never heard that before. 8 ounce. They mean, I guess they mean eight ounces per. I guess it's 8 ounces per square yard. That's what I think it is, because 13. We said 13 ounces per square meter, right? Yeah. Or no, 13 ounces per 1.5 square meters. Let's work that out. Haven't done that yet. Okay, so 13.2 per garment is what I worked out. Divide by 1.5 is 8.8 ounces. Yeah, 8.8 ounces per square meter, but meters and yards are different. It's divide by, I think I said 1.2. That would be 7.3. Yeah, so 7.3, because I think a square meter is, okay, let's work it out exactly. It's 39.37 inches times itself. 39.37 squared. That's the number of square inches. Let's get it in terms of square feet. We'd be dividing by, this happened again, hang on. Okay, I'm going to have to, it keeps coming back to that page. So I'm going to have to close that tab just to keep that from happening, because it keeps opening up that chat room. Okay, so that would be 1549, but if we divide by 12 squared, which is 144, we get square feet. Divide by 9, we get square yards. So that's 1.195, which is, or 1.95598, which is 196, which is 1.2, essentially. We can round that off. So we do know it's 1.2. So the 8.8 divided by 1.2, which is what I had, 1.2 was 7.3 ounces per square yard. So 300, wait a minute, yeah, so 300 grams per square meter is 7.3 ounces per square yard, which, and this is 8 ounce. So this is 8 ounce, which is 8 ounces per square yard, I take it, and that means it's heavier than 300 weight. It's very heavy fleece. It's excellent fleece in that sense. It's warm. It's 100% polyester, but it's 100% recycled polyester. That's all for this video about the Patagonia fleece pants, which I'm very happy to have now. Have a great day. Ward Green. Bye for now. It's October 28th, 2022, 19:30 hours.